Thought for today. Music is our universal language, every man's mother tongue. Music is our universal language, every man's mother tongue. Go around the world and what do? You go around the world and in every country, in every community, in every city, music is the theme. Music is the way. And you say, what the heck is a music for America? You get all of this stuff on the radio and television, such a conglomeration, such a variety. What is the national music of America? Well, the national music of America exists, but it is not played very often. It is passé, you might say. Primarily because it has a different beat. Now, there are the elder generation who recognize it and still appreciate it. But what is the real music of America? We say jazz. We say pop. We say all sorts of things. Yeah, even music, I'm not acquainted with it. But what really is the music of America? What is the binding music of America that binds together everybody after everything else is left? What kind of music did you hear on the show that we watched, Kate and Leopold? Was it modern music? It was gentle music. It was might be called light classic to classic. Because when they danced to the classic music. They dance to a classic waltz. And really, the music that you heard being played by the neighbor was a classic, and modern words were put to it. But it's a classic thing. Classical music is the music that exists in every nation on earth. Throughout the early ages of Europe, the classical music was the primary music. It's the only music that has come down through the years, through the ages. You listen to the music of the Africans, for instance, and it really, in fact, is a classical music. They have a little different beat to it, they have a little different rhythm to it, but it's a classical music. Now, why do I say it's a classical music when it has nothing much to compare it to the classical music we call classical music? Primarily because it is music that has come down through the ages. Now, basically, when you think of the Africans, and you think of them as having been slaves in America, and you think of the music that they played and sung, they brought with them many of their traditional instruments and many of their traditional melodies. But the melodies are really quite nice. But the words represented the sorrow that they felt at the time. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. And deep river, my heart is over Jordan. Deep river, Lord, I gonna cross over in the campground. And you see, it's a song about finally finding a happy time, the campground of success. I got shoes, you got shoes, all got shoes and got shoes. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my golden shoes, walk all over God's heaven. See, the melodies are really quite charming and quite lilting and quite classical, if you want to say. But the words, I would put them out of joint. The words are dramatic and charming. You sing them and you immediately move into the mood of the words. You immediately move into them. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and die. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're going to die. You see, the music is lovely. And the words are very descriptive, and you immediately feel sorry for Tom Dooley. But Tom Dooley was a murderer, and he is going to be killed. But does humanity ever have the right to take a life from another? That's a moral question. But the song puts it into a very descriptive way, puts it into a very beautiful way. Think about the music that comes from China and the Far East, from Japan, from Taiwan, Korea, you know, all those areas out there. What kind of music? It is music that is called a little off of our note culture. Their notes are just a little off all the time. And yet that's their classical music. And what does the music mean to them? Why is the music a little off on true notes? They know true notes. They have true notes. Well, somewhere a tradition was established using that music. Perhaps the original musicologist who was writing that music had an off ear. And he only heard the off notes. And so he played the off notes and presented it to the emperor, and the emperor said, this is our national music, this is our national hymn, this is our national code. And so after that, all music was written in the off key. Hey, really? You remember the woman with the roast, don't you? The woman had a roast, and she was going to make the roast in the pan, and she cut off the end of it and stuck it in the pan. And she said to her mother, Mother, why did you teach me to cut off the end of the roast before I put it in the pan to roast it? Well, that's what your mother taught us, your grandmother. Grandma, why did you teach us to cut off the roast? Well, that was from your great-grandma. A great-grandma, why did you teach us to cut off the end of the roast before we roasted it? Because my pan was too small. And so a tradition is established oftentimes on something of no more consequence than that. And yet it is established. And the family for generations cut off the end of their roast and gave it to the dog or something like that, but they did not cook it because grandmother, great-grandmother, had the pan too small. So music, I would quite imagine, in the Far East, developed on much that same pattern. Now, we are European here in the United States. All of our music has pretty much come out of Europe, although they won't take credit for that. The music has come from Europe. Our standard of musicology has come from Europe. Our music from Vienna, our music from France, La Scala, our music from Italy, from the operas there, our music from all the places. Even Russia has a different style of music. You take nations who are, what would you say, isolated, who are isolated from other cultures. They develop their own musical culture, and their musical culture oftentimes is the music of the fair-haired boy of the king. If the king likes the composer, he will say, we will sing his compositions and nobody else's. And so if for a generation or more you sing certain compositions, you become accustomed to them, and you think that that's what it really is. Of course, today, with the CD drive, with radio and television, and all the other things, music is everywhere. Music of every kind. We can hear Japanese music, we can hear French music, we can hear European music, we can hear classical orchestras out of Switzerland and out of Germany playing for us on a regular basis if we choose. We can hear anything we want. We hear the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, which is one of the most beautiful choirs you could ever listen to, and they're singing on radio and television, and they're heard throughout the world. Here we can get the Mormon Tabernacle Choir direct from Salt Lake City on a foggy evening. Strangely enough, their radio waves bounce and bounce and bounce and bounce down to us from Salt Lake City. If the clouds weren't there, it would just pass along and go beyond us. unless we had radio modulating equipment to pick it up. But this is a fascinating thing. Music is our universal language, every man's mother tongue. We all sing these songs. Now, what are folk songs? Have you ever heard of Stephen Foster? Stephen Foster was a composer, a music composer. And he traveled through the South, picking up the music of the South. He picked up the music that the blacks were singing, that the whites were singing, that everybody was singing, and they were different. Each was a different type of music that they sung. And he put them down with music and words and published them. And we have them in his music collections, so beautifully done. And many people play them. But they're passé. They're passé from the point of view that they met a time. They were in a time. I would imagine that Porter, Hammerstein and Porter, the music that they have created for Oklahoma and
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Rodgers and Hammerstein and so forth, yes. So I misspeak.
The Sound of Music.
And lots of other pieces that they have. Sound of Music and Oklahoma State Fair, and many, many more. Many, many more. They're very, very prolific. And their music is wonderful. But how often is it heard now? It is very rare and very seldom. We just happened to recently see the movies, so it brings it to our mind. But it dies. Now, will it have a renaissance? Will it come back at some future time, maybe 100 years from now? Well, that remains to be seen. But at the moment, it is slowly fading away. At the moment, the classical music had its renaissance. And it fades, and then it comes back, and then it fades. But the classical music, that's the music that has strength. That's the music that has power. That's the music that has eternality to it. And that's the music that gives us the folk music. Because classical music itself. Sing for me Edelweiss. You see, da 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 da. You see, the music has a classical touch to it, but the words are particular. They're unique to some individual culture, to some individual time. If we could take the music, not the words, but the music out of every culture, we would find a great many with classical touching to it. A great many have the classical taste to it. And what is the classical taste? I define the classical taste as something which lasts and lasts and lasts. Now, though you might think that the melody from Edelweiss, the melody from many of the German folk songs and English folk songs and Irish folk songs and so forth, that the music will die, as it has. It has faded out of use. The melody will continue on. The melody will be reborn. The melody will come back. There will be those orchestras who will take those melodies and who will put them into orchestration and make them into a classic. A classic is not so much the music that it is, but it's the type of orchestration that it has. Anyone can tell me one word what orchestration means?
How directed instruments.
Orchestration could very well mean how it's directed, the influence, but orchestration to me means instruments. When you orchestrate a piece of music, you are putting it to sound with different pieces of instruments, with different instruments. And when you're listening to a movie and the man is out in the middle of nowhere, and he's singing to his sweetheart. He's playing his guitar or something like that. You don't even know it, but an orchestra slips in underneath there, and they have a 100-piece orchestra backing up this guy with his guitar. No wonder the girl is all shook up. No wonder she's so happy. But the guitar alone might not have done it. In fact, his playing the guitar alone might not have done it. In fact, his playing the guitar might have distracted it. His singing probably would have done it. Can you see Anzio Pinza, Mario Lanza, or any of these lovely people singing and playing their own guitar? I can tell you one thing. They may play the guitar, and they may play it well, but some professional is playing off stage, making it sound like they're playing that guitar that way, because they're concentrating on their music to sing it. They're concentrating on the words. They're concentrating on the presentation. And we think, oh, isn't that beautiful? But actors have learned one of the major things for an actor to do is to LS, to lip sync. He hears the music, and he may have sung it himself when he was relaxed and off stage and singing it at his peak. And then as he's singing on stage, he may or may not be in his peak. And so then the music is played and the voice is played and he lip syncs it. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Now, he may not have been in his best voice the day that they were filming it. So he lip syncs it. They play it in the background. And he's got to be very careful that he remembers exactly how he sang it with all of the nuances with which he sang it or she sang it. That happens more often than we know, because the art of acting is quite intensive. Can you understand that? The art of acting is quite intensive. And the art of presenting your music is quite intensive too. And if you have to do that together, you're really good. You're really good. But normally, people have it lip-synced. Now, when you're on stage making a stage performance, you can't do that very well. You have to really sing. So just imagine these people on stage. I think The Sound of Music was on Broadway for about 6 years. You know, every Saturday, every Friday, every, you know, and during the week, performances, singing that again and again. They must have really known the music, really known every little nuance. But that's what acting is all about, knowing every little nuance and not being tired with any little nuance, and knowing every little way to sell the product, sell the program, and not being tired with any little way of it. You see, music has such a universal quality to it. It's every man's mother tongue. It's every man's mother's tongue too, as well as his. It's every man's mother tongue because it represents the depth of their own feeling. I say you're from Switzerland, basically, or Germany, or wherever, and we've all been there many, many times. And I say to you, Italian. And I say, opera. And you say, hmm. I say, French. I say, opera. And you say, hmm, a whole different type of opera. I say, Russian. I say, ballet. And instantly you think, yeah, yeah, yeah. You see, all I have to do is give you key words, and you'll tune right in. You'll tune right into those key words and tune right into what's going on. It's a fascinating thing. It's a really fascinating thing because music is a universal language, and it is the mother tongue of every man. Think about what your mother tongue is, what your favorite music is. Perhaps you're not really German. Perhaps you're really Russian. Perhaps you're not really French. Perhaps you're American. Who knows? Who knows what you are? You are whatever you think you are. Now, We have our life story. We have all of the details of our world. We have all of the circumstances of our world. But until we get the music of our world, wherever we're living, we do not have anything. Once we have the music, once we have the Italian music, once we have the French music, once we have the German music, dum dum da dum da dum da dum da, not all like that, not all Brunhilde, but a lot of it. And once we have the feeling of Spanish tango, flamingo, and stuff like that, and Puerto Rican, you know, and as I say each one of these, you visualize perhaps the music that comes from that country. Mexico has a whole series of music. South America, Colombia, Brazil, Argentina, my goodness. And what kind of music? And Hawaii. What kind of music do the Hawaiians have? Yeah, 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 la, 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 la. You see, and take away the words and put a symphony orchestra behind it, and you'll have classical music. Because it's not rock and roll, which wants to destroy your ears. It's not hard metal, which destroys your ears. It's not jazz, which makes you sparkle and jump and get excited. But just for a while. Some people love jazz, but jazz is not a universal music. But it's good. But it's good. But the universal music, that is our mother tongue. Stop and think about it. What kind of music do you want to have in your world? What kind of music do you want to have in your life? Do you want to have any particular music, or do you want to have the universal music? I believe when Richard Bach and Donald Simoda were fixing his engine, and all of a sudden a celestial choir started booming away, and in Illusions that Richard Bach had written, and Donald Simoda says, "Off! I don't want to hear that music right now." A beautiful celestial choir singing the most magnificent music you could ever ask for. And so the music slowed down. And he says, "I said off!" And then it shut off. But, you see, we hear music oftentimes. We hear celestial music and we shut it off when we think that it might be distracting to us. We shut it off, but we shouldn't. We should keep that music on and keep it going and keep it wonderful and enjoy it and have a great time with it, because that's our song. That's our music. That's our world. Music is our universal language, every man's mother tongue. And kind of interesting, isn't it? Sleep on that and enjoy it. I love you.